Well, I thank each one of you for coming out tonight. God's been here with us every service. And tonight he said he really wants to drop the glory drop. So I want you to be sitting in your seats, prepared for God could do it at any given second. He might just do one of us. He might do all of us. He might do half of us. But if I was you, I'd be expecting. Amen. I am a hallelujah God. I am not a God of gloom and doom and despair. I've called you forth for this hour. I've called you forth to do a great and a mighty works for me. I have gifted you and I have prepared you. And you are ready to go forth to do my bidding. The world is waiting for each one of you to come forth. The world is waiting for you to carry my glory, my weighty glory. You need the weighty glory in this dispensation of time. I'm asking you tonight to prepare your hearts right now for me to drop myself upon you, to change you, rearrange you, and you'll never be the same again. Much is transpiring in the heavenly realm. The angels are running back and forth in total excitement of what is about to occur. The loved ones that have gone before are also anxiously awaiting and watching. The tribulation will not come upon you, little ones, as you carry my glory. For my glory goes with you wherever you go. It watches over you. My Holy Spirit leads, guides, and directs you. And my Son Jesus is ever interceding for you. You have nothing to fear as you receive all I have for you this night. All you have to do is receive. Much will be transpiring in the days ahead, but you will see my hand move on every given situation. Take no thought for your life any longer. For I, the Lord thy God, I will tend to you. I will nourish you and I will bring you forth. My word tells you to arise and shine, for the glory of God has come upon you. My light is here this night. My glory is here this night, waiting to ascend down upon each and every one of you. It is waiting for your hearts to be totally and completely prepared for me in all of my weightiness. Trust not to your own inclinations, but trust me totally and completely. I am that I am, and I am all sovereign. And this is my dispensation of time, excuse me, for each and every one of you to receive all that you've been working for. You've been selling out and selling out and selling out until there's nothing left to sell. And now you're emptied out of all the things of this world. And now you're ready to be indwelled with heavenly things. Your social life as you know it has ended. And now it's just from glory to glory to glory. And all will see and all will know that you truly do stand in the presence of a faithful Father. All will know that you are sold out to me. They will understand my glory through you. And they will desire what you have. Now let me take you down this road, this journey that I've planned for. for you a long time ago. The path that I've been talking about, I'm ready to take you down that road. I am ready to fulfill all dispensation of time in each one of your lives. I am that I am, and I am ready. God's entitled us to the glory drop. In Joel 2:23 states, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month." Then Isaiah 61 says, "Rise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Now, what is a glory carrier? Becoming a glory carrier is a powerful invitation to go deeper in your relationship with the Spirit of God. And God's been doing that to us for these past 6 days. He's been inviting us to come in to a deeper relationship and to abide with Him and not move away. And God is saying tonight, anything you see in green is what God is speaking. "My children, this night I so desire to place within each one of you my Shekinah glory, the glory that will take you through this land with miracles springing up everywhere. You are my chosen generation to carry my glory in all of its fullness. And I have been working diligently getting each of you to the place of fulfillment in me so you can carry my glory. Each of you has been appointed as a glory carrier, and each of you will know what it is like to have the anointing rest upon your shoulders mightily. Reach out to me this night and receive all that I have for you. The abundance of my goodness is before your faces this night. I am a strong tower, and I have been producing myself in you, and you too shall be strong towers that others can run into." In Exodus 33:19 says, "And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." God said, there is no question about it. I have come to you this night to fall upon you as never before. Take a special seat in my presence and allow me to move on the inside and move all out of the way that would hinder my glory from entering in all of its fullness. Let's read that again. There's no question about it. I have come to you this night to fall upon you as never before. So take a special seat in my presence and allow me to move on the inside and move all out of the way that would hinder my glory from entering in all of its fullness. I have been promising this move of my glory for a decade now, and now is the chosen time for my glory to fall upon each of you in a very special way. Each of you are so unique to me in your own special way. I have placed inside of you, and you shall be victorious at every turn. I have placed myself inside of you, and you shall be victorious at every turn. As a glory carrier, you will raise the dead, see blind eyes open, restore all that the palmer and cankerworm has stolen from my precious loved ones through the power in the glory. He says, as a glory carrier, you will raise the dead, see blind eyes open, restore all that the palmer and cankerworm has stolen from my precious loved ones through the power in the glory. You will go forth preaching my gospel to all nations. You will go forth shining like the noonday sun, and no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. You shall be unmovable in my kingdom, and the enemy will have no place in you. In Psalm 37:6 states, He will bring forth your righteousness like the dawn, your justice like the noonday sun. God said, 1,000 may fall at your side, but I will sustain you. And Psalm 91:7 says, Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. My glory shall keep you in all of your ways. No sin shall come near thy dwelling place. No evil will be able to stand with the glory, and all who touch my glory in you shall be saved. My glory drop will be so powerful that it will change nations overnight. Multitude after multitude will reel under the weighty anointing of my glory. When we begin to live in the place of His weighty glory, our lives, then experience more of His life and desires. His glory is the place we tangibly connect with Him. Let's say that again. This is what I said. When we begin to live in the place of His weighty glory, our lives then experience more of His life and desires. His glory is the place we tangibly connect with Him. God said the glory cloud will reach unreachable nations. It will touch every crack and crevice. It will go where no one has ever gone before. The greater works, right? God said, as a glory carrier, you will go into the abyss and pull some out of the fire. And Jude 1:22 states, Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. God said, Is your home infested in darkness? My glory in and around you will take care of that. Your home will be set free just because you are there, and the prodigals will come back into the fold because of the glory cloud you carry. If you want somebody else to pray through your house, why don't you carry the glory? And just you being in your home will cause the enemy to flee. God says, Since when is sin more powerful than my Shekinah glory? This glory will dissipate all sin, and no matter how small or how large, this glory will take away all anxiety from the past, and it will uplift all those around about you. God said, When you walk in a room, the demons will flee, for they cannot stand the glory. This glory cloud will satisfy all hunger. Are you truly thirsty? Are you truly thirsting after the greater works? Then you will need this glory drop that I so desire to drop on you this night. I am so excited this night, little ones, for you will be changed and you will be rearranged into the vessel of honor that I have so desired you to be. Right now, reach up and take my hand. Right now, stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, completely cleansed from all unrighteousness. You are made in my image, and you have been cleansed by the blood. Stand in fortitude this night, and never be shaken from the place of steadfastness that I have placed you in. The glory is starting to drop right now. Let's read that again. Right now, reach up and take my hand. Right now, stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, completely cleansed from all unrighteousness. You are made in my image, and you have been cleansed by the blood. Stand in fortitude this night, and never be shaken from the place of steadfastness I have placed you in. God is saying, all creation has been waiting for this moment, and the moment is here. Romans 8:18-22 talks about the future glory. Paul says, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until tonight. God said freedom calls through the glory. Freedom from every care of this fallen world. Freedom from the darkness that is invading this corrupt nation. Freedom to call upon the name of the Lord and be satisfied. Freedom. As a glory carrier, you will know the deep secrets of my heavenly throne room. I will continually draw you unto myself, and I will speak the secrets to you, and you shall then relate them to the lost and dying world. You shall receive words that have not been heard of before, but they will be my words of truth, and they will bring holy results. Your lips will become my lips, and I shall use your vocal cords to proclaim liberty to my peoples. Jeremiah 31:3 says, The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And John 12:32 says, And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. I am ready to drop myself unto each of you. Are you ready to receive me in all of my weighty fullness? Now let's just let the second wave of glory just come in and fill those who didn't get it the first time around. Let the glory fall. God's saying, let the glory fall upon you right now. My Shekinah weighty glory is falling right now. If the glory isn't hitting the way you wanted to, I'd come up here. There's a powerful anointing up here in the front.